Former residential school dormitory sites in Whitehorse will be joining the numerous others across the country to have their grounds searched for evidence of unmarked graves. An April 19 notice from the Ta'an Kwachan Council, TKC, and Kwanlin Dun First Nation, KDFN, states that the Yukon Hall and Kudert Hall sites will be searched by the Yukon Residential School Missing Children Project beginning on April 22. People are being asked to steer clear of the sites, located on neighboring properties in Riverdale, while the search is ongoing. Work is expected to continue until about May 4. With a small crew and minimal equipment being used, disturbance to neighbors is unlikely. Private ceremonies by both Ta'an Kwachan Council and Kwanlin Dun First Nation citizens are scheduled to take place prior to the work commencing. Both TKC and KDFN would like to ask individuals, including the public, not to visit these sites during the search efforts, as to not disrupt the crews and their work, the notice reads. Yukon Hall, a non-denominational residence that was part of the residential school, operated between 1960 and 1985. Kudert Hall was operated by the Catholic Church, operated from 1960 to 1971. The buildings on both properties were demolished. This search effort marks an important chapter for Yukon First Nations, not just here in Whitehorse, but for all Yukon families who lost a child, many still unaccounted for, during the residential school system era. It is our hope these efforts may help Yukon families, Ta'an members included, who may have suffered unfathomable abuse while residing in the dorms and hostels that once operated on these sites, TKC Chief Amanda Leas said in the notice. The work that Judy Gingell, Doris Bill and our elders involved in this project are doing takes courage, and we at TKC want to thank them from our hearts for all they do. If you have stories, they will listen. If you have anything to share about missing children, now is the time to come forward, so we can get some answers and better our children's tomorrow. KDFN Chief Sean Smith is also quoted in the notice. This search will allow for the beginning of healing for KDFN and TKC citizens who attended schools in Whitehorse. When we face truths of what happened in those institutions and acknowledge their stories, then healing can begin. There have been many community groups in Yukon and across Canada involved with unmasking the truths of what occurred in residential school. Kwanlin Dun First Nation leadership raise our hands to Yukon Residential School Missing Children Project, Ground Truth Technicians and First Nations for the hard work they are doing in our respective communities, Smith said. There have been expanding searches of former residential strikes since the 2021 discovery of soil anomalies believed to be unmarked graves on a former residential school site in Kamloops, BC. Last year saw ground-penetrating radar used to search the site of the Shootla Residential School in Carcross. We must carry the weight of residential schools together as a community in solidarity, unity and with great compassion. I want to express my ongoing support and gratitude to the Yukon Residential School Missing Children Project, Kwanlin Dun First Nation and Ta'an Kwachan Council for leading this important and difficult work. In better understanding the truth of the Yukon's past, we can continue along the path towards reconciliation, Premier Ranj Pillai is quoted saying in the notice. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.